Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Now listen, this lady is going to wind up on Santa's naughty list. Because she has done something that is putting her Mother's Day card in question right now. Karen Talkinen has taken her son's phone away. She was concerned, and not only did she take her 12-year-old's phone away, she wrote a story about it. And Karen is joining me right now on the Shaletta Show. Karen, girl, you took the 12-year-old's phone away and then wrote a story about it. You got it, girl. You got to give me the scoop. Welcome to the show, girl. All that other stuff. Girl, what the hell done happened? Something done happened. If you took this child's phone away, something has happened, and you got to tell us what it is.
Okay. Sorry. Santa's naughty list. I think that I should get, like, a really good present for doing this. Excuse me. I'm recovering from a cold, so bear with me. But
oh, shucks. Did we lose Karen? She done coughed up into taking the phone off. Okay, Lindsay, we're going to put her on hold and see if we can't get Karen back. Karen, are you there?
No Karen yet. Hold on.
Okay, we're going to put Karen on hold. But if you have not seen it in the Star Tribune, in the Greater Minnesota section, she says, living in the country doesn't protect kids from cybercrime. And she was so concerned that she took her 12-year-old's phone away. Now, I don't know if you've seen it, but there are videos on social media of parents who are taking their kids' phone away or who are in the store and they're getting the service cut off. And these kids are crying. And they are bawling, and they are screaming, and they are pulling on the parents. They are slobbering. They are holding on to the parents' leg. The parents have to forcibly remove the phone from them. Our kids are really connected to their phones. And so when I saw Karen's story, I was like, okay, Karen, why are you taking your 12-year-old's phone away?
Okay, that's my cue, right?
That is your cue.
Okay. So my son got a phone when he was 11 from a relative. It was their old phone, and it didn't have any phone plan with it. So, mm-hmm. You know, he would, you know, there was some music and things like that he liked to listen to that were saved on the phone.
Yeah.
What we did not realize is that even if you have no phone plan, that you can still go online. And so he had... you know, he had been setting up all these accounts that we had no idea he was setting up. You know, he had a Gmail account and he had a, you know, Roblox account and TikTok account, and I'm like, okay, let's take a look at your phone and see what you've been, you know, what kind of, you know, what's been showing up in your inbox. So when I looked at it, there was really kind of like some raunchy content and some, you know, misogynistic content. And mm-hmm. I'm just like, this is not a good thing for somebody who is 12 years old to be looking at.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had absolutely zero idea that he could go online with the phone.
I didn't know that either.
Have a calling plan. Yeah.
Right.
He could just, you know, we have Wi-Fi. The phone connects to Wi-Fi. So he doesn't have a calling plan. He can't call anybody on his phone. He can't text on his phone. But he can go online with his phone. So I'm just like, you know, we had no idea that he could do this. I'm in my 50s. My husband
Girl,
is
me
late
too.
40s.
Neither I'm right there with
super
you.
Super techie. Yeah. And so once we figured this out, we're like, this is not a good idea. You know, I have read and I've written about, you know, just the kinds of things that can happen to kids online. And I think every single parent whose child has a phone needs to be aware of this. The FBI has been putting out alerts for, I think, at least a year now, saying that, you know, these kids are targeted by predators online. When you give your kid a phone, you're connecting them to predators. Yeah, there's lots of great stuff on there. But if you don't have the time to monitor this constantly, like we don't, you know, we have, you know,
jobs. Life.
Who has time
laundry.
To get next to their kid when they're on the phone all the time? And, you know, you really need to be aware. If you don't have that time to monitor, I don't think that kids should have a phone if they're under maybe 16. But, you know, most of the kids, like, I think, what was it, like, more than 50% of the kids by the time they're 10 have a smartphone. So just be really wary about what your kid is allowed to access online or what they can access online.
Okay. Your article scared the bejesus out of me, and I don't even know
Good.
How to scare bejesus, because here's what got me. 13,000 reports of online financial extortion from minors. 12,600 victims, primarily boys, because boys are not as savvy as girls, and they'll walk right into the bat of peanut butter. And then the suicides, and you know, you were talking about some of the messages that you saw. You got to recount that and re-roll that back to the listeners right now.
Okay, I'm sorry. Recount which one?
The
in Northern Michigan?
Yes.
That was really just heartbreaking. It's so sad. But so you think, I mean, this kid is living in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, right? Which is mm-hmm. pretty remote. You know, I think his town was about 20,000 people. So, I mean, it's not a teeny tiny town, but it's not a large town. I mean, you think that your kid would be safe there, right? I mean, the thing is, you can put your kid to bed, you know, they could be sleeping underneath your own roof, and they're just not safe, right? So this kid met what he thought was a girl online, and the girl turned out to be a couple of guys. And I think it was Nigeria. I don't have my story right in front of me, but I believe that it was in Nigeria. And they got him to send, I don't know, maybe a nude picture or something that was kind of like, questionable. And once they had that image of him, they used that to blackmail him. Mm-hmm. And they had a conversation online that, you know, it was just terrible. You know, I mean, the boy was just distraught. He was a high school senior, super great kid, into sports, lots of friends, great smile. And he was so distraught. He told them that he was going to kill himself because of this. You know, mm-hmm. they threatened to share his image with everybody he knew if he didn't send them, I think it was $600 or no, $1,000.
All
crazy. He had was $300. So he sent them $300. And that wasn't enough. And they're like, if you're not going to pay us, we're going to share this with everybody. And the kid was like, you know what? I'm going to kill myself. And the guys he was talking to from Nigeria were saying, go ahead, do it. And he did. And, I mean, this is like, I mean, he's, you know, I say, you know, kids below the age of 16. I mean, he was, you know, he was, I think, what, 17?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and still just not familiar, you know, with the scam, with what could happen. I'm sure his parents didn't know. It was just really heartbreaking. And these two of the men that were involved were extradited to the United States, and they were convicted. I think, I can't remember exactly how many years they had in prison, 20 years maybe each in federal prison.
But that's not going to bring their mama her child back. You know,
it's not.
And so you got to tell me how the 12-year-old reacted to you taking the phone away.
Very unhappy.
Very. You're not getting that Mother's Day card. I'm going to get my kids to get you a Mother's Day card because you're not getting one from your own child. Okay. What was that conversation like? Because you cannot help the 12-year-old child cannot understand the dangers. That's why they're getting into trouble, because they don't even understand and know that their little dumb self is in trouble. So how do you even have that conversation?
You have to be tough. You really do, because they will tug at your heartstrings. Mm. And, you know, the thing is, so I figured out what he was mostly upset about. And there is some kind of game that he's been playing for, you know, a year now, and that you build it up. I mean, you have the
he's losing it. You're making him lose his progress, girl.
Right. Yeah. And so I said, okay, three times a week under our supervision, you can play this game, but that's all you can do. You can't use any of your accounts, your email address, nothing. And, you know, we're going to have it the rest of the time. It's going to be in our custody. So that's what we do. Three times a week, he gets to use his phone and play his game.
Okay.
And then the rest of the time we have it. And he doesn't understand.
No,
he won't
he's not supposed
until
to.
He's like in his 20s.
Yeah, right? Maybe even later.
Yeah. But it's our job to make sure that he's safe.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is. And these phones, girl, we might as well just walk them to the predator's house, knock on the door and say, here's my child. If we are not monitoring, if we are not snatching those phones at night and checking to see where they go and making sure that they don't stay in the room with them as they sleep. And you know, girl, listen, I got my back turned. I'm washing these dishes. I don't know what that little girl over there doing. You know, I'm hoping and praying that she remembers the things that I taught her. But these people out there are slick and they will trick your children into doing all kinds of stuff. Girl, my son Andrew was on an app and they were singing. And the next thing I know, girl, the app upgraded and people could DM them and they could do duets on the app. And the next thing I know, some grown adult men were taking their shirt off and asking my child to take his shirt off and sing with them. You know, it was getting ready to head that way, girl.
Oh, my gosh. You are a good mom because you are checking your kids' phones.
Well, then they say I'm the helicopter parent. Okay, so you got to help me because then they say you're the helicopter mom. Give them some freedom. Though you can't hover over them. I need to know what the hell they doing so I can know who to shoot at, who to fight, who to sue, who to get the hell away from my kids, because it's wild out here, girl. And if we are not the helicopter parent, if we are not on top of this phone, girl, this phone is taking them into worlds that we don't know anything about.
That's right. It is. And, I mean, I agree, you know, with the helicopter thing to some extent, but I don't believe that it pertains at all to the Internet. I mean, the Internet, there's so many great things on the Internet, but there
Amazing.
Are so many terrible things, too. And unless you have a way to block all the terrible things,
and there's no way to block them
before they can navigate it.
Girl, there's no way to block them. So my kid, girl, even on the stuff that says kids, it's still horrible. So my kids were on YouTube Kids. I said, don't, you can't go on YouTube. You can go on YouTube Kids. And so my kids were watching trolls. And we thought this was a regular troll. They went in the search bar. They pressed trolls. A trolls cartoon came up. And girl, the next thing I know, Poppy and Branch are having sex on the beach. And I know damn well this wasn't in the movie because I watched the movie. And so the moment I blocked that and 10 other ones like that, 10 more popped up. And so there are people who are sitting at home putting these cartoons together to try and make sure that our kids see some very inappropriate things. Girl, and look, they don't have anything to gain out of it except for being evil, because on YouTube Kids, you can't share information. There's no DMs. All it is your kids getting hooked on some stuff that they shouldn't have any parts of.
Yeah, and what's their motive?
Right.
I don't know.
We don't know. Just being mean and evil. And so I'm so glad you wrote this story. Again, you're not getting no Mother's Day card, girl. So I'm going to make sure that my kids get one for you. I don't know where your desk is at the Star Tribune, but when I go to work, I'm going to make sure to drop the Mother's Day cards on your desk, girl, because you are not.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. We might even throw in a gift for you because it's not coming your way. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen for you. It's not.
Actually, you know what I do is I work from my home in Ottertail County. So I am remote.
Okay.
Like, we are 30 miles from the nearest stoplight. Nearest traffic light. We are that far out in the middle of nowhere. You can drop them off at the Star Tribune. They'll mail them to me, though.
Okay, I want to come to the house. I want to see the boy and lay eyes on him, and we giggle about you. I want all that drama. I want all the drama.
We're about 2.5 hours away from downtown, but you are welcome.
have gas money, we'll travel. Karen, thank you so much for being
welcome.
On the show. You guys have got to check her column, Living in the Country Doesn't Protect Kids from Cybercrime. I'm concerned enough that I took away my 12-year-old's phone. It is published yesterday morning. It is a great piece, a great article. Share it with your friends. Thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show. And Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you, girlfriend.
Merry Christmas. Thank you for having me.
All right. You all stick around. There's more to come.